You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Last few weeks since we had our show, there's been so many people that have been calling, that are just getting lonely. They can't stand it because they're in the house. And I think we're going to be doing a show on that, because I said there's just too many people that are just like getting stir crazy. You know, they're trying to follow the rules of this COVID, but it's getting to be a bit much, you know, because this is usually the time of the year when people are socializing, you know. They're going to family reunions, they're going on picnics, and you know, going to church. And even I saw a little girl on Facebook. She looked like she's only about 2 or 3 years old, you know, and she was upset because she doesn't see the ice cream man, you know, and that just was stressing her out. And she couldn't go in McDonald's to get a hamburger or anything. So, you know, like, we really need to talk about that, about, you know, what are you doing? How are you keeping yourself so you don't get stressed out? But you know something? I have had so many projects around my house that I think I could go another 2 months and get things done. I mean, I just couldn't believe. I used to say this when I used to come in. I said, I'll get to that later, but I can't wait until I get the time to get to that later. Well, guess what? Now I got the time and I'm getting to it. Stacks and stacks of papers that I kept, you know, and trying to throw out. But I'm feeling good about it, you know, during this time, because I was able to get my garage cleaned out, you know. And so now when I go, yeah, you know, I used to drive into the garage and I had so much papers and everything. I used to drive into the garage and I'd say, eh. But now I got it cleaned out. My mentees came over and helped me clean out my garage. And now when I drive in, I go, ta, 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 ta. And it makes me happy, you know, because everything is organized. So I'm going in and throwing out things in my house that I don't need, putting it back into circulation, giving it to people that may need it, and if I can't use it, I'm throwing it away, you know. And it does feel good after you get some of that stuff done, you know. Maybe you might not feel lonely, but it does feel good after you get some that stuff done. You can go out, you can probably do like I do and say, ta-ta, ta-ta. So I'm tackling one room at a time. I'm going through the front and then going to the back of the house. And it's just, like I said, it's a real good feeling. But, you know, if it gets so bad that you really get depressed, and, you know, I've had people call me that were actually crying, you know, and I think it's, we're not connecting with our friends enough. And, you know, and I said, I don't know who I haven't talked to, but, you know, I said, I'm going to try to make a note to call at least 2 people a day and ask them how are they doing and tell them that I love them, because you know what? Time is so valuable, and you know, we can take the time that we're sitting at home, not going to those special events, you know, taking time to tell people that you love them, and you know, getting some things done around the house that you had put off today, what you can do tomorrow. I mean, you know, it is something to just be able to, like I said, to walk in and have all your cabinets organized, and to be able to just go in, and you don't have to go searching for it, because that's stress itself. You don't have to go searching for it. You can just go to it, you know. So I'm working on it. So, you know, don't get stressed out. There's probably a lot of things that's right in front of you that you can probably do. Now, you know, I keep saying I'm going to do my family newsletter. I want to get that done. And so, you know, I want to finish that, because, you know, that was so important to the elders not the young people, but to the elders in our family when they used to look at the family newsletter. And plus, it's family history. So, you know, I probably will get that done after I get organized and stuff, you know, and just trying to see how I can make, you know, like if you got lemons, you got to make lemonade. don't just be sour. Make the lemonade. You know, there's probably a lot of things that you can do that to keep you from not feeling stressed out or anything. So, but you know what? On today's show, I talked to a gentleman that is. That is, he makes lemon out of lemonade. He's a bouncer backer, and he is a former a professional baseball player for the Florida Warriors and a former coach for Florida A&M. He's a teacher, and he has taken all his experience, and he's written 70 children's books. His name is Willie Brown. He is the CEO of Smiles Projects, and I think I have him on the line. Is he? Mr. Brown, how are you today? Okay, I think he was on the line. Okay, he's on the line. He's on. Mr. Brown? Okay, it hasn't connected, but I wanted to, he's an amazing person. I can't wait for this interview. Mr. Brown. Okay. Yeah. I mean, when I talked to him, he really has gone into several different fields and found out his talent, because God gives us all talent, and this is a good time for you to be looking at some of the talents that God gives you and start using them. You know, this is taking a break and figuring out what your purpose is in life. Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown, okay, I'm still waiting, but it's just not connecting yet, but okay. But as I was saying, you know, there's so many things that you can look at that are just around you, you know, and also I've been working on my flowers in my house. Okay, here we go. This is Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you today? Okay, it came on and then it went off. Mr. Brown? Okay. Well, like I said, I've been working on flowers in my house, getting the front done and the yard done. So it's been busy, you know. Try not to think about the things that I can't do and start thinking about some of the things that I can do. But, you know, like I said, if it gets too bad and you're really feeling depressed, really, there's a lot of counseling agencies and counselors that you can go to that will help you work through that, you know, so you won't be depressed. Because I really want you to be well and to do and to feel good about yourself. So, you know, this is a time to look at all the skills that God gave you and just trying to use it. You know, Mr. Brown is, like I said, he is such an amazing man. He has written 70 books, and the children's books, he'll talk about that on the show. The children's books are so amazing that the books are so that they all have a message for each child. And actually, you can use those books to start a conversation about something that might be stressing children out. Because as I said earlier, children are getting stressed out too. You know, you wouldn't think that something like ice cream would stress. I mean, you know that stresses them out, but you don't think about it, you know, that they don't see the ice cream man, or they're not going to the family reunion, or they can't go to the park, to the recreation center or whatever, you know, going to church. The little girl on Facebook was very upset because she couldn't go to church and she missed all the toys and things that she got at church because of this COVID. And she just wanted it to go away, like we want it to go away, but it hasn't gone away. And so it hasn't gone away. So you just got to do what you got to do and try to make lemonade out of lemons. And so Mr. Brown has a foundation. It's called Project Smiles that is doing some amazing things with children. He's teaching children that are having difficulties with math and science, and they're tutoring children. They're giving school supplies, food. They're just doing a lot of good things there. And so I just can't wait till we can get him on the line. But they're still working on it. You know, and another thing is I wanted to talk to you about success or status too. You know, I've talked to some people that don't want to do, they think that they have these degrees and they can't do certain jobs, you know? But if you need to pay your bills and you have a car and you want to, and you're going to have some money coming in, it's better to be paying your bills than sitting there doing absolutely nothing and waiting on things to happen. If you can, you know, there's people need the lawns cut, you know, even though you might have a PhD, but they're not hiring right now. You know, just do something to help you get that income to come, you know, so that you won't be stressed out. It's better to be having the money coming in than sitting and waiting for it to happen. You know, I find that successful people don't wait on things to happen. They make it happen. And that's what Mr. Brown does. He didn't wait on things to happen. He made it happen. So, you know, don't wait. Just make it happen. And it will. You know, if you plant those seeds, you will reap the harvest. But, you know, also with this, you know, you need to eat healthy. And make sure that, you know, this is an excellent time to do your own cooking and put those very, very, very nice herbs in your food that's going to make your family healthy. You got enough time. Some people are working at home. And so this is an excellent time to make your own self healthy and do some good things with your family. You know, I'm trying to think of some other things that I'm doing. Like I said, I'm organizing my closets. And I walk in my room and I say, ta 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 ta. And I can actually go and get my shoes that go with my dress. It's wonderful. You know, before COVID, I was running around like crazy trying to find things and rushing over here and rushing over there. And now things are just kind of calmed down. I'm being able to find things. But you know, something else that's really good is that our family has come together in a very, very special way. We have had family prayer. And oh my gosh, you know, we've had people from all over the country. We come in and we pray twice a week. I'm meeting family members that I haven't on the phone, that I have never seen in real life. And we've been praying for some of our family members that are ill, and praying for the whole family and for our country and our leaders. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I just can't wait to get on the line and where we have family prayer. And it's just been an amazing thing. You know, before COVID, we used to do it in our home. And now we can't. You know, everybody would bring a special dish and we would have prayer. you know, and anybody could call the family for prayer. And now it's we can't do that because of social distancing, but now we have it on the phone, and it's been so amazing to hear different family members get on the phone and pray, and to watch God actually work. You know, you know that God is answering your prayers, because usually the first part of the week we start praying, and at the end of the week we all have our praise report. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. So COVID is not good, you know, when people are sick, but it's been a good thing for us to take that time for us to get together and have our family prayer. Also journaling, you know, this is a historical time of the year. I don't know, hopefully we'll never have another one of these. But if you have the chance to journal, you know, it would be good to journal and put your things that are happening to you, and maybe you'll have a book. You know, I got some books I want to write, but I said I wait until I finish the organizing my home, and then I'll start writing. But I found too that when I got I got some of it organized, but the energy is flowing so much better, you know, once I got things organized. Like I said, if that doesn't work for you, you know, put on some music. You know, there's nothing better than listening to some good old music, you know, to lift your spirits up. You know, I like to put on music when I'm cleaning my house. Because I don't like to clean that much, but when I got my music, it just goes real fast, and it's just like it makes me happy. So I love cleaning with the music, you know, particularly those old time music. I like to, you know, like Keep On Pushing. That brings my spirits up. So I love to do that. And then just the music, or, you know, you can read a good book. You know, if you can't get to wherever you want to go, you know, a book will put you there. You know, a book will definitely put you in the mood where you visualize where you are, and it is just wonderful. I read this year Will Haygood's Tigerland, and it made me laugh. I laughed so hard because Will Haygood's Tigerland, he talks about East High School, and it was back in the day, and I had forgotten about some of the things that happened when I was in high school. And so, you know, actually reading this book, I went back, my mind went back in there, and about some of the things that were going on. And it was just amazing. So, like, if there's a book that is that you might be interested in, or a skill that you might want to learn, this is a good time to do it, you know, when you're at home. You know, you could get into one of those books and read the book. There is Will Haygood. Oh, gosh. You know, I recommend that for anybody, but particularly for East High School graduates. You know, I forgot that Robert Martin pulled that joke on our teacher, you know, and I was there when he did that. And so he talks about that in his book, and then he talks about when we won the state championships. You know, that was such a wonderful moment when East High School won the state championship. But so it took me back there to a happy moment. And so, you know, there's a lot of books out there that can take you back there to a happy moment. And then you may not feel so bad about, you know, what is going on outside, you know? And I'm praying that this will be over with, and then we can be, when it's over with, I certainly will be more prepared than I was when we first started, because I'm going to get organized. I'm going to get organized so that I can do some very important things when this is coming out, you know? And look, if you don't plan for your future or plan, you know, you'll become a part of somebody else's plan. And, you know, usually when you become a part of somebody else's plan, you may not be happy. But the most fulfilling thing to do is to have your own plan and to write it out and then to see that your plan is working. You know, some of my things that I wrote for the beginning of the year, I'm going through my book and I'm checking them off. And so, you know, this gives me more time and it's working quicker because, you know, I don't have a lot of distractions. So this gives me more time to get my plan together. So if you got a plan, you know, write it down and start working it, particularly during this time when we have to be in the house, shut in, you know. Another thing, I haven't had a chance to do it, but, you know, comedy is good. That'll help you so that you don't feel so bad. Is, you know, get your favorite comedian and laugh, because laughter will keep you happy, you know. And then also a good movie. You know, Netflix got some good movies that you can watch. I haven't had a chance since I'm getting organized, but I used to, me and my cousin, we used to watch those long movies, you know, that had sequels to it, and they were really fun. So, you know, don't sit there and feel bad about, you know, being stuck in there. And call somebody up, like I said before, you know, call somebody up, and if you don't get them, call somebody else, you know, call an elder, or you know, maybe go to the store for an elder or somebody that you love, or do something that makes them feel good so that you can feel good. But I couldn't believe it, you know. All ages, yes, I can't believe it. All ages, people are getting really stressed out about this COVID. And so try not to, you know, like I said, if you have lemons, make lemonade. Yeah, you can, you know, start working on yourself. Not only that, you know, walking and getting, walking around your neighborhood. Drinking plenty of water, walking, taking care of yourself, working on your inner self, your spiritual self. It's a time to start to plan and to do some things for that are around you, and you know, and to find your own talents so that you can work. Or you can use them when you're coming, when we come up out of this. This is a different kind of year, you know. It is. I just couldn't believe that we were going to be into this, but we are. And lemonade. So if you got lemons, make lemonade. If you don't have any. Funds coming in, you know, if you have a lawnmower, you know, you can go around the neighborhood and cut somebody's grass. Or if you can paint, you know, maybe just paint and, you know, get some extra dollars. So, but don't sit around and just feel sorry. And like I said, if you can't do any of those things, go see a counselor. And guess what? They cannot tell your story to anybody. They have to keep it secret. So if there's something bothering you that is really stressing you out, I would suggest that you go talk it out with a counselor. And if none of the things that I suggested work, you know, just go talk to a counselor. And with your children, you know, as they get too stressed out, you know, they can go to a counselor, but they can work on some projects at home, you know, reading some books, helping you with some things. You know, you can teach your children counting while you're cleaning the house, you know, or you can teach them colors. You can tell them to go get that blue dress over there. And guess what? If they're younger and they don't know colors, they're learning it right then. Go get that blue dress over there. Pick up your brown shoes. Or let's get, give me two forks and one, two. And they're learning at the same time that they're in the house and also multitasking, helping, doing, being responsible. And if you have little bitty children, they love to help. Now, when they get to be older, they don't. It's kind of hard, you know. But the little bitty babies, they always want to help you, you know. And so if they offer to do something, you know, let them help you. That's something that they can do that is age appropriate. You know, they can help you set the table for dinner. You can tell them to get out two forks or three forks or whatever. And like I said, they love it. They love helping you sweep the floor, picking up paper or whatever. They really do. I used to have my nephews make pancakes. And we used to sing, and me and Jack and Gerard, we used to sing and make pancakes when they used to come over to the house. And they loved that, you know. And they said that they weren't allowed to do it at their house, but I let them do it under supervision at my house. So they couldn't wait to come over to do some pancakes. And guess what? We were learning measurements, and plus they were learning how to cook, and they were learning math, too, at the same time. So you can do that with your children while you're at home. And if you're going for a walk, you can take them for a walk and, you know, show them certain things with science that's out there. And letters, you know, they can learn their alphabets, learn their letters just by going for a walk and getting some fresh air. So not only are they getting fresh air, they're learning their letters, alphabets, and they're also getting not stressed about this COVID. So try to think of some things. Make lemonade, y'all. We got lemons, so let's make it lemonades. But look, I'm getting signs that it's time for me to go. Oh my gosh. But we got a lot of interesting programs coming up on All in Our Family. You have to tune in. But I will see you next week. You've been listening to All in Our Family, heard on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And I'm S. Yolanda Robinson. Love you.
You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
The Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's LaGlory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles. But the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Listening audience, on today's program, I am giving you, we're going to have the people that make things happen in the neighborhood. A lot of times they don't get noticed, but they're the hard workers, you know, and we're going to talk about politics, from my house to City Hall to the State House and to the White House. And on the show today, I have Larry Mason, who is the president of Cumberland Ridge Civic Association, and Connie Borkin, who is the president of the Deschler Association. Connie, how are you today?
I'm doing all right, Yolanda. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. And Larry, how are you doing?
Doing fine, Yolanda. Thank you for having us here.
Oh, thank you for being here. Now, what is your idea of a good neighborhood, Connie? If you were driving down the street, what would you consider? I mean, looking at it, or what would you consider a good neighborhood?
Clean.
Clean?
Safe.
Okay.
And a neighborhood where the neighbors know each other.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you have to know one another before you can work together.
Okay.
And in my neighborhood, Deschler Park Civic, we all have communicated with each other.
Uh-huh.
We know each other's children. We know, you know, who they are. We know a lot of the economic, social, and health situations of our neighbors. So we do care. We are a caring community.
So you can tell that when you drive in the neighborhood, because it's clean and you don't have, and the neighbors know each other, and it's safe.
Well, let's put it this way. That's the way it should be.
That's what you work towards.
Okay, that's what you have to work toward.
Yes.
You always have someone who doesn't live there trying to come through and tear it down.
Yes, yes. Larry, what do you consider a good neighborhood?
I think the best thing is kind of taking what Mr. Boykin is saying, is expectation. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you come to a community and you see how clean it is and how neat it is and mm-hmm. how the neighbors generally work, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people will transition into it mm-hmm. as well as become a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come to the neighborhood, you want to be able to look around you and see what's going on. You see a very neat neighborhood. You see a very safe neighborhood where neighbors are talking mm-hmm. together. And you want to also find out what type of associations do they have so you can communicate mm-hmm. with them just as much outside of what you do within your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole idea of getting to know your neighbors, mm-hmm. that's one. Mm-hmm. And being able to create a safe environment,
mm-hmm.
that's two. And then more importantly, being proactive within your neighborhood mm-hmm. to make sure that these ideals are being institutionalized.
Now, how do you, Connie, how does your neighbors communicate with each other?
Well,
how do y'all communicate?
Well, we have a meeting every third Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in our community,
mm-hmm.
and we bring up different issues that we feel that are important.
Mm-hmm.
But let me back up a minute, Yolanda, and let
mm-hmm.
me say this.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that each community member has to share in the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that responsibility is that, first of all, mm-hmm. I would probably say litter.
Mm-hmm.
Litter is a number one thing, especially mm-hmm. if you live in an inner city neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, litter gets you a certain image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come in the neighborhood, they want to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start looking at the county treasurer,
mm-hmm.
you know, wants to,
mm-hmm.
you know, give, you can put estimates on your house.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, you know, curb appeal and all of that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing
mm-hmm.
is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And every neighbor has a responsibility
mm-hmm.
because you might think that you have your house together and
mm-hmm.
it looks good, but if the neighbor down the street
mm-hmm.
has a pile of trash
mm-hmm.
or is parking on the grass
mm-hmm.
or doing something like that,
mm-hmm.
what they're doing, they're not only disrespecting their neighborhood, but they're also disrespecting your property value.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, Larry? How do you communicate with, how does your neighborhood communicate with each other?
Well, for one, with our civic association, we get together at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But our general board elected members, we get together at least once, sometimes twice, maybe even three mm-hmm. times a month. This
mm-hmm.
is something I've just started. My tenure just started this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
But we started wanting to get on the ground
mm-hmm.
of looking at the whole landscape of the community and
mm-hmm.
see some initiatives we want to get started. So
mm-hmm.
I think the inner workings of the community, as far as your board, that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
they need to get together as much as possible. And then put together these ideals and then span it out to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And from there, trying to get all the neighbors on board from there.
Mm-hmm. Trying to work together.
Well, Yolanda, I think that what Larry is saying is true. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in a civic, it's not a one time a month deal. Mm-hmm. You know, you are basically involved in that community three or four times. People will call you on the telephone. Yeah. You're communicating around. So it's really a 24/7 operation when you take on the mantle of being the president or being a responsible member of a board in your civic. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is you learn a lot.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. So, you know, you talked about issues in the community. How do you know what issues are relevant to the neighbors? How do you find out, Connie?
Well, primarily, you know, we have a thing called Neighborhood. That is, you know, electronic community organizer. We have a Facebook page, Deschler Park Civic Association. Mm-hmm. And we also communicate with the city. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are part of the South Side Commission. Mm-hmm. And so the South Side Commission communicates with us. We communicate with them. Mm-hmm. So there is a network.
It's okay?
A lot of communication.
Coordinating.
Right. That's right.
Okay. What about you, Larry?
Well, I want to take what Mr. Boykin is saying right here and say absolutely. Not only that, but I want to add something else. Mm-hmm. You know, each neighborhood, which a lot of neighbors don't have any idea, but each neighborhood is assigned in the liaison from the Columbus Police Department. Mm-hmm. And you need to reach out and get ideals from there and let them know that, hey, these type of issues are happening. Mm-hmm. But the good old-fashioned way of, I think, of communicating with your neighbors is to get to know your neighbors and get to know at least the neighbors from at least your block and try to form some type of block network, even though it may be old school. Mm-hmm. And the thing that, again, Mr. Boykin talked about was from the cyber side of it, you know, there's Nextdoor.com, you know, people have Ring doorbells, you know, there's other countermeasures. I know one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring a guy in to talk about safety measures because he does kind of like safety parts of your home, looking at different ideas within the community as far as setting up cameras, that type of thing, and being able to communicate with the city as well to see what type of grant options might be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
Speaking of the city, Connie Boykin, how often do you communicate with the city? I know you talked about the civic association, but have you had times when you had to go down to City Hall, and how is the relationship with City Hall?
Well, primarily is that, you know, I communicate with a number of individuals who sit on City Council, and I've got a certain level of relationship with them. I try not to bring a lot of triviality to them, but I do bring very important issues, and they know that when I come and talk to them that I'm just not talking about maybe something that's going on with my neighbor or whatever, but basically big issues. Like, for example, you know, we had a company down in the on the South Side, and we kept hearing explosions, but nobody would say who was doing that. So finally, we found out that it was a company, and what they were doing, they were crushing those containers that used to hold oxygen, and so they were supposed to release all the oxygen, but they didn't. But we had to put the city, we had to put code enforcement on them, and you know, and once we start dealing with code enforcement, then code enforcement started putting things out, fillers out, and they found them, and they fined them. Okay, we also had a individual who came to our commission, and if you have issues with people not being very neighborly, you know, and it's an issue within the community, then you have to take it to the commission, and then the commission will take it to the proper authorities, code enforcement is number one, okay? And, you know, you have to understand that these business people, they feel like they run the city council. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize, they don't respect the people who live in the community. Mm-hmm. So primarily, you know, working with code enforcement, working with your city council people, mm-hmm. working with your commission, mm-hmm. those are the ways that you get things done.
Now, does that take a long time to do that? I mean, do some people think that it's an instant, it's like fast food, you get it right away. How long did it take you to get those issues resolved?
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing you learn about the process, and I call it a process. Mm-hmm. At first, I was a very excited mm-hmm. individual. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to get things done right away. Mm-hmm. But I started to realize that government is a slow process. and when you're dealing with government, sometimes mm-hmm. you're 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 years out, mm-hmm. you know, as far as being able to resolve an issue. Mm-hmm. And it's just because there's a lot of legality. Mm-hmm. And once you start dealing with legality, mm-hmm. and those are the things that I as a community activist had no idea of, all the legality.
Yes.
But when you start dealing with people who invested thousands of dollars into a company uh-huh. or thousands of dollars into their home, uh-huh. and you're going there and you're trying to get them to correct some things that is influencing mm-hmm. the neighborhood negatively, uh-huh. then guess what? Uh-huh. You know, it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. And how you've been president for a little while. How do you measure the organization's success, I mean your neighborhood's success, and how do you communicate that to your neighbors, Connie?
Well, I haven't been the president. I haven't ever been the president before.
Oh, okay.
But I've been the community liaison,
oh.
and I've also been the Southside Commission. Matter of fact, uh-huh. I founded, along with others, the Southside Commission.
Uh-huh.
So I was a Southside Commissioner for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what I'm saying is that I didn't want to be the president. I wanted to get the overall perspective mm-hmm. and learn. And the city was very good at that because they have training programs.
Mm-hmm.
They train you. And mm-hmm. the city does a good job of getting you involved mm-hmm. in the community and the legalities mm-hmm. Of the Columbus community. Mm-hmm. So there's mm-hmm. really not an excuse as long as you want to participate.
Mm-hmm. So it's out there. You just
it's out there, and they want you to get involved.
Okay. Now, how do you communicate? How did you communicate to the neighbors that the success of some of the things that you were doing what you're doing? Do you have a newsletter?
Basically, our group, mm-hmm. Since we've been together so long,
mm-hmm.
you know, we knew each other.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, like when we wanted to do some renovation of mm-hmm. a field into mm-hmm. a park, so we mm-hmm. ended up, you know, going to city council, mm-hmm. going to the recreation department, and we ended up, you know, having them, mm-hmm. you know, turn a field, which was Deschler, mm-hmm. Baseball field, mm-hmm. into Deschler Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we put walking paths in there, we mm-hmm. planted trees in there, we got the community involved,
mm-hmm.
and we also worked on Fairwood Park. Fairwood mm-hmm. Park is in our purview also.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what we had to do, we had to get there and we had to do a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a plan that worked out, and that plan has taken 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but yeah. right now, if you go to Fairwood Park,
mm-hmm.
you will have about 3 or 4 shelter houses.
Mm-hmm.
You have a skateboard rink.
Mm-hmm.
You have a walking mm-hmm. path, mm-hmm. you know, so mm-hmm. that you can run. But that took about 6 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get done, and that was constant me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, they wanted to get rid of Fairwood Swimming Pool.
Uh-huh.
And Fairwood Swimming Pool, they were going to demolish it.
Uh-huh.
And so, but we said, well, why would you take the swimming pool out when there's no other swimming pool in our vicinity?
Mm-hmm.
And so we got with Zach Klein,
mm-hmm.
and Zach Klein met with us. And let me tell you, we met at 8, 9 o'clock at night when he got off.
Uh-huh.
But we did get things done.
Uh-huh.
And now we have the new swimming pool over there at on Rhodes Park, which is what do they call it over there?
Driving
Fairwood Park swimming pool.
It's beautiful over there. You can look at that and probably your children and your grandchildren I participated with that.
I love it.
Larry, did you have something to comment to?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I really want to kind of take what Mr. Boykin has said and kind of expound on it a little bit. Just listening to what he said, because I'm a newbie at this in one sense, especially from the president's position. Yeah. But I'll say this much. Just in listening to him, it takes a level of commitment from individuals to obviously get things done. And not only get things done, but it takes a lot of their personal time. And so there's people who don't understand the dynamics that don't get involved and don't see that, you know, there's a lot of people like really taking their personal time to do stuff just because they love their community. They want to be a part of their community. And the part I don't understand is most people, when you look at especially mortgages and you look at living quarters, as far as that goes, that's a vested interest. That is a vested interest all the way around. I don't understand how people can say I can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and put a mortgage on something and not want to protect it, not want to be involved with it. And I realized that things change. The other thing I wanted to say too is because of some neighborhoods, and probably Mr. Boykin probably can expound on this too, are becoming a lot more transition, there's a lot more younger people. You have older people moving around. And so I'm finding out with a lot of young ones, we're having to go more cyber. That's what people are used to, using their cell phone apps, that type of thing. But you never want to forget your Jerrians. You never want to get the people who've been vested for a long time in your communication. Sometimes you have to use more conventional ways of knocking on their door, reaching out with a newsletter, giving them a phone call. Just different forms of communication come for different types of people.
Well, I'd like to add to that.
Yes, sir.
Because that tends to be a dilemma. Because in the older neighbors and residents of the community, they're used to face-to-face.
Yes.
Okay, or they're used to someone coming around, and they always say, we can get some kids to drop off these flyers. Well, you know, if you live in an inner-city neighborhood, primarily there's no kids. Okay, there are no kids in these neighborhoods, and these neighborhoods are being gentrified. And we need to communicate. Now, the people who are gentrifying these neighborhoods, they're in communication with each other electronically, okay? And they're sending them all the data, all the information, and all that. So basically what's happening is that by the time a house is sold or by the time somebody has boarded that house up and is waiting, you know, to for the prices to go up on it, you know, it's done deal, you know, and they move people into the neighborhood, and they don't really want to share in the civic association of the preceding residents. Okay, they want to start their own, you know, and I look at this as for example, Driving Park, and Driving Park used to be a commission, but when new people moved into the neighborhood, it was reduced to a civic. Okay, and now there's something called the Livingston Avenue Commission. Okay, and so, and those people are the new people in the community. All right, and they have ties to City Hall, and they're getting things done, and you know, and they're gentrifying the neighborhood and all of that. So it's kind of a test of wills. Okay, so I would say use all the methods. For those who have the internet and email, then you use that. For those who don't have it, just go house to house.
I'm a door knocker. I love knocking on doors. You know, when I'm Larry and I are in the same community. Mm-hmm. But one of the best things about it is I took my grandkids with me, and mm-hmm. we didn't know a lot of our neighbors. But when we walked the doors and start talking to them, my granddaughter said, "Grandma Lonnie, these neighbors are so wonderful." I wish that she didn't want to go at first. Mm-hmm. But then when she knocked on all the doors, she said, "Oh my gosh, they're so nice to me," you know. Mm-hmm. And so we do need to communicate. Sometimes you do all that technology stuff and you don't even get to know the person that's face.
But Yolanda, let me say this, Yolanda. Yeah. You like that.
Yeah.
But the reality is the younger people don't want you coming to the door.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
want you to send them a text yeah. message.
Yeah, I ran into that text. You had to do the text, the email, the door to door, the paper, all that to get it to do your communication.
Yeah.
Well, we are. Tell us the benefits for being a member. We only have a few minutes, and it has to be brief. But benefits of being involved in your community. What benefit, Ms. Connie Boyd?
Okay, well, I would say this. The greatest benefit of all is to know my neighbors. Okay, the greatest benefit of all is to show my neighbors that I care about my community. And I'm committed to my community. And guess what? And if you show that you care, your neighbors will care. And so I'm serious. There's some good people. They just a lot of times don't know how to access the system. A lot of times it's the first time they've ever confronted the system. And so you got to realize that it's a new thing for a lot of people.
All right. What are some of the benefits?
Well, I would, you know, again, what Mr. Boyke was saying, this is absolutely true, is to create that voice that mm-hmm. people can absolutely hear mm-hmm. within the sounds of the community. Like, say, for example, when you get into activities and you're doing things and you're knocking on doors and you're getting to know your neighbors and they start to see the changes that you're making, what you're looking to do is draw out to them, because mm-hmm. one of the things I want to be able to do is to draw the young kids mm-hmm. because the young kids sometimes do not feel a part of, even though they should be part of their community.
Yes.
And if you can get those, because what we've found out statistically mm-hmm. is when you hit those numbers, then you'll find mm-hmm. out the safety measures mm-hmm. and the crime measures in your neighborhood have a tendency to go down.
Wow. That is so wonderful. You know, I think that we all need to be involved in our communities and make it beautiful, safe. It doesn't take, we can't sit around and wait on somebody to do it. We all have to get involved.
Absolutely.
You know, is there anything else you want to tell the listening audience about organizing?
Well, I would like to say this, is that always remember that your home is the most valuable thing that you have. And to respect that, you need to get involved in your community.
All right. Get involved. That's telling us that it's time to go. But listen, I'd like to thank Connie Morgan and Larry Mason for being on this week's program of All in Our Family. And I'll see you next week. Love you.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday mm-hmm, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to
keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving on aside and keep on pushing.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.